Blog Talk Radio.
And it's an evidence of things not seen, unseen. When we see God's miracles unfolding before our very eyes, there's the evidence, amen. But we ask this in faith, hoping that God will do these things and believing that he will do them. That's why we thank him in advance. God bless all of you tonight on the blog line. Yeah, let's move forward. And Master Hendricks, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you to pray tonight, and I'm going to ask Ambassador Peterson. Amen. I'm going to ask you to pray tonight. Are you there, Ambassador Peterson?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
I was actually praying. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You so much. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pray, and then Ambassador Hendricks to close it out. Amen. Both of y'all can do an excellent job. Ambassador Peterson, we believe in you. Okay? Why don't you pray for us tonight?
Holy God, in the name of Jesus, we come for you all. Say thank you, Father. We thank you for another day. We thank you because you, God, you got all by yourself, Father. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Because you's all we have to look to. Father, we thank you. We ask you to rest tonight, Father. Rest tonight, Father. And you know that you're the God of God. We know you're healing in your hand, Father. Ask you to touch your with your healing. Touch that's the job in this family night. Touch his daughter and her family, grandchildren, touch Bria. Well, she may be not only touch Bria, but bless all the soldiers. I'm doing the battlefield. Well, we ask you to bless everyone on the prayer line tonight. Ask you to bless and keep what's in your care, Father. Ask you to touch everybody that got problems tonight. Some got one thing going on, some got another. Touch those in the nursing home. Touch those in the hospital. Touch those in the homes. We got everywhere sickness and nursing home, everywhere. But God, we ask you to touch tonight. I know you can, I know you will. Because God, you never fail. You're the prayer hand, God. You're the doctor in the sick room. Your lawyer in the courtroom. Use everything we need because we have to depend on you, Lord. And call on your name and have faith and believe that the things will occur that we ask you to do. Father, we know you can. Father, I'm believing tonight, Father. I ask you to take my body from down my right side to my thigh to my left hand problem all day. I'm asking you to touch me, my touch all those that's having problems tonight. Some have problems with the memory. Some have problems with the stomach. Some have problems with the head. This ain't your blessing, my Father. I know you can. I know you will. Use everything. I can't live without you. Nobody can make without you. Because without you, we can't do nothing. I'm asking you tonight, please have mercy on us tonight. Just have mercy on us. Touch us tonight. Bless us tonight. Keep us in your care. Your loving hands all around us, bind every spirit that comes upon us not like you, Father. Ask you to bless every curse that comes upon us, that passes God and his family. Oh, God, I know you're able, I know you can. Reverse every curse to try to come on the prayer line to stop the praise today, go up to you, Father. But we know you can, I know you will. I believe in you, Jesus. I'm trusting you, Jesus. Ask you to touch my memory, Jesus, because every time I go to do something, I pray the devil trying to intervene. But God, I know it's not going to be true. My memory will be restored. And I'm trusting you and believing you that it will. And I'm thanking you in advance, Lord. I thank you for everything that you have done for me. I thank you for everything you're going to do for me. I just thank you, Lord. As you say, you are so child in this time tonight. As you to touch the law, the children need to be saved and need to be in something. That's where my heart, Jesus, because they're not in something. He's not taking any shape. Father, I know you able them to do everything that they're doing. They don't realize it's you that caused them to come to things they're coming. I'm asking you tonight, Jesus, touch and save them, Father. Let their mind be on you, Jesus, not on things that are on you. I raise him in church, Father. And I know you're not going to deny my prayers, because every time I ask you to, I'm believing that one day it's going to be happening. And I'm trusting you, because that's my desire, Father, that he and his family be saved. It worries me that he's not taking the Trinity Sanctuary. All Father's blessed. That's all the children that not being in fever. That's all the little children that need to be in church and learn about you, Jesus. Because I know if they would start out now, they won't turn around. So I ask you, now bless his country, bless his nation, bless his world. We need help, Father. And every time that we need help is now, Father. Touch the government, touch the head. Get in your heart and let them realize that they need to do the thing that are right and not the thing that's wrong, not the thing that's evil thing. Let them think right. We need a better place to live. People getting shot, kids getting killed every day. People just walking down the street getting killed. Father, that's not like you. Instead of a God, they don't talk about you, Jesus. Not a God. The God is not the answer. You is the answer. And put praying in their heart, in their mind, Father. I'm asking tonight, please, please look down at us tonight. You touch us in a mighty way, Jesus. Touch his prayer being. Touch him like his Johnson and his family. Lord, just bless him. Keep him in your care. He's my daily prayer, Lord, that he would be, the will of God would get on him and do things that you have him do. Please, God, touch right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Lord, Pastor Peterson.
My memory, they're trying to mess with my memory, Lord. I just can't have it.
You prayed a good prayer.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Just believe the Lord. Before we, Ambassador Hendricks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. For,
thank you, Jesus.
Listen, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we just give you thanks for waking us up this morning, shining us on this day. Hallelujah. This is a day that you made. In it, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And oh, God,
oh, God.
Lord, to forgive us of everything that we said, that we did. We acted and was a pleasing to your sight.
Oh,
we
God.
Lord, to forgive us. Because we know that you are a forgiving God.
Yes,
and we give you praise, we give you thanks. Glory be to God. And oh God, there is none like you, Lord. None. Nobody like you. Glory be to God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. First of all, our chief ambassador. Oh God, you know his desire. You gave him his vision, Lord. Oh God, we pray for grace and mercy to continue. Oh God, being finished. The work is being brought.
Thank you,
oh, God. Oh, my God. We know you're going to
see thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Dr. Daddy. Oh, God. We ask
thank
you, Lord,
you.
To give her the desires of her heart. Continue
thank
to bless
you.
Her, Lord. Continue,
thank
Lord.
You.
Oh, God. Have mercy on her, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh,
yes.
God. Maria. In the meeting, Raphael. All of
thank
grandchildren.
You.
Be
thank
there
you.
With them, Lord.
Thank you.
Be there
thank
with
you.
Them. Oh, God, heal them, protect them. Thank you for it right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. God, we continue to pray for Bishop Hagen, Dr. Julia Hagen. Oh, my God, and Ambassador Gina Hodges.
Yes.
God,
yes,
continue to get in her body.
Yes.
Oh, everybody on this blog line, Lord, some need one thing, some need another, but you know about it. You know every spoken request, every unknown request, Lord. You already know. Glory be to God. And your word, thank you for your word. You said by your word, we by his right, we are healed. And we believe your word, Lord. We thank you for the healing that takes a place in different one's body.
Oh,
God, we thank you for that for Pastor Mother. Glory be to God. Continue to bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Everybody under my sound of my voice, Lord. Glory be to God. We give you all the praises. And oh, God, we love you because you first loved us. But we thank you. We owe you a praise. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. We ask you this night. Thank you what you're doing tonight, Lord. Oh, glory to God with your anointing. Oh, God, this is your line. Hallelujah. Saturated.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of us tonight.
Yes.
Glory be to God. We are not selfish. We pray for each other because we love each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank
you. We thank you. We
thank
you. We
thank you.
Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
Touch him, and God, Let them treat him right, we pray. Now, Lord, pray for all these special people who are on this prayer line and being with us. Hold our arms up. Oh, God, thank you for them.
Thank you.
Amen. And Dan St. Louis. Amen. Ambassador Thelma Rush. And Ambassador Renata Jones. Thank you for in Kentucky. Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. And thank you for Amen. Ambassador Lex Cullen. In the name of Jesus. And every one of these precious, precious people.
Thank you.
Who touch.
Amen. Thank you.
Heal and set you free. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Look on Sister Joyce Long. Bless her and Sister Rita there in Chicago. Bless her, Lord. Oh, God. We need your help. We need your help. We need your help. Look at me, Lord. Oh, look on Mother Rosewood and Pastor. And look on the Pastor Karen Brown. Oh, God. All those persons who've been helping us, Ambassador Sheila Brown, who've been helping us, Lord. We don't want to forget.
Thank you.
Oh, God, do you remember those who are serving your vineyard?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for it.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless every one of them.
Oh, God.
Every one of them. Thank you for
it. Thank you,
Lord. Who has served on this line so mightily, Pastor Frierson, all these precious people, we bring them to you.
Thank you, Lord. Before Friday.
Let me tell you why I know, and part of the setup. Part of the setup is before I got on the line tonight, I said boldly to God, and with fear and trembling, I said, these folk are bringing you praise, 1,000 thank yous at least a night. And across the world, they're thanking you. And when the devil is so, don't want them to do it, they're still thanking you. I said, Lord, they're giving you praise and honor. And I said, with fear and trembling, I ask you this question. Since they're doing it, Lord, giving you thousands of thank yous, and across the board with 195 different nations, billions of thank yous. May I ask you for the people on this prayer line, on the blog line, and I, with fear and trembling, I ask him. I said, Lord, they're blessing you, but what's in it for them? What's in it for them? Will you do miracles for them? Will you make a way for them? Please don't be angry with me, Lord. I'm just asking you. They have come many nights thanking you 1,000 times, and they have worshipped you and praised you. The Lord, please don't be angry. But what's in it for them? And the Lord reminded me and said, tell them. And I asked him when he said, on your day, teach it. Some incredible things. Oh, just like Peter asked, Lord, we have come in your name. We've done everything we know for you. And he said, Lord, what do we get out of this? And God said, no person who has left houses and homes and left family for me will go unrewarded. And he said, you shall receive 100-fold in this life. Now, he said, now in this world. And in the world to come, eternal life. So I think I'm in the scripture. I went to him for y'all. He didn't ask me to, but because of my compassion that God gave me, I went to him. And I said, Lord, they have given up time. They have given up other things. They've given up, God, just to come and worship you and give you 1,000 thank yous. I just want to know, what do they get? What's in it for them? And he said, teach this message, son. Some incredible things. Oh, don't make me run around this house, please. Some incredible things are getting ready to happen to them. I just want y'all to say, Lord, I receive it.
Lord, I receive it. I receive it.
Now, he said, if you receive it and you believe it, he said, before Friday, you'll be a testimony, you'll be a witness, because some incredible things will happen to you. Now, I want y'all to work on people who really need incredible things to happen to them. I want you to work on them. Get them on this. I want them to hear this message. It's going to change their life. Amen. I got 7 principles that I'll give to you in the scripture where I got it from. Seven principles. And if they adapt these principles to their lives, incredible things will happen to them. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So don't forget. Get those persons who want and who need incredible things to happen to them. Somebody might be sick, so sick, almost dying. Get them on that line. Pray for them, get them on the line. Somebody might be getting ready to lose their house. Somebody might be on the verge of losing their car. Somebody might be down and out. You got tax problems. Some of y'all are in debt so deep. I don't know what incredible thing God may do. Some of y'all got back pain, been having it for a long time. Some of y'all been having an eye problem because you got cataracts. Some of y'all got ear ringing and ear problems. Some of y'all got heart pains and palpitations. And you're feeling pain going up your arm. Oh, my God. I don't know what incredible things he's going to do. But I guarantee you one thing, that he's going to do some incredible things.
No.
And they're going to happen to you. Some of y'all need to be debt-free.
Thank
some
you.
Of the simple things.
I do.
I'm going to tell you. I can't tell God what to do, but I can just ask him if he's going to honor. He's going to honor his word anyway. But I'm just going to tell you that he gave me this word. The devil doesn't want me to bring it. Y'all pray for me between now and Friday. Well, I always pray for me.
Yes,
I mean,
Lord.
And ask the Lord to bless me and help me that I might bring this message on Friday. Because you can know right now that the enemy doesn't want me to bring this message.
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't want me to bring it.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would he want me to bring some incredible things going to happen to you?
Yes, God.
He hates y'all, too.
Please, God.
He hates the saints. He hates the prayer warriors. He will bless his kingdom. And you know
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pray for me. I want to bring
yes.
this message on Friday morning.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. Some incredible things.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
To you. God bless you. Hope you hear me. Hope you don't forget it. You'll be wanting, when you hear it, you'll be, if you get the people that God's leading you to get on the line to hear this, to receive these incredible things just as you do, you'll be happy you did. All right, God bless you. We got to go. I know it's late and everything, but, is there anybody on the line who wants to tell about the goodness of Jesus before we close? We'll take one, maybe two at the most. But tell it. I'm opening the line.
Pastor Peterson, I thank God because on Sunday, on Saturday, we have to be on Sunday, let me go out all day Sunday to church without any problem. All day Sunday, went for Sunday school. 11 o'clock Sunday, I went back and eat. I thank and praise, and then I got this one, the devil tried to attack my body, but I'm not giving in to it. I'm not giving in to the devil because I know he was trying to keep me from going to church and trying to keep me from walking. I know that God is in the plan, so I'm trusting in love, believing everything is going to work out. So I'm not good. Keep on trusting, holding on to belief.
Thank you.
Because he's able.
He certainly is a people, God.
And I got my neck problem. I've seen a doctor that's doing surgery still. Been trying to do surgery. I give me injections, so I'm on the doctor now to give me surgery. Trying to get that problem. So far, I only took about 2 kidneys. So far, it's doing really, really good. And I'm thinking, claiming healing that way, so I won't have to take no injection. No surgery, nothing on my neck. I thank you, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God, I'm asking you to let some incredible thing happen to
yes,
Mother.
God, I need it, Jesus. I claim it. I claim whatever it is, I claim it. It's my goodness.
That's it. You believe it too, don't you?
I believe it. Yes, I do believe it. I don't nobody know how much I believe it. I believe it.
Watch and see what happens to you.
Lord, I believe it.
All right, one more person if you want to tell me. I'm opening up the line to you. That's all I can really do. It's open to you if you have a praise report. Anybody else?
Praise God. This is Deborah Pryor in Illinois. We had prayed, put on a request for my aunt Jeanette Anderson.
Yeah.
She was having some very serious medical problems. Well, for the first time, she went to church this past Sunday. She's walking. She is speaking a little bit better. Her man seems to be kind of coming back. So we just pray
oh,
God. Her memory is coming back.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
So
thank
we just
you.
Praise God for that.
Praise
God.
God.
Thank you.
Let me do this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, He just said to me, pray for those persons who are on this line who don't, the loved ones who have cancer.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid of those arrogant demons.
Thank you.
I'm ready in your word. In Genesis. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You said in your word. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He helped me to find the Lord.
Genesis 1:6.
Thank you for it. Oh, my God, you said it, Lord. You said, then God said, this is you, God, you said it. Let us make man in our own image and out of likeness. Let them rule over the sea and the birds of the air.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then you said this.
Thank you.
And over the livestock. And then you said, over all the earth. Then you said, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. That's that interpretation of the NIV. But in the, oh my God, when I read it, Lord, oh my God.
Thank you, Lord.
You said it, oh God, in the King James Version. You said, and every living creature, the creeper on the earth.
Yes, God.
And God, that includes cancer.
Yes.
Creeping creature.
Thank
that's
you,
creeping God. Along the earth. Oh, oh, my God. And God, I think that authority in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And those persons who have been on this prayer line and brought their loved ones with cancer.
Thank
I'm asking you as humbly as I
thank
know how.
You.
Lord, touch every one of them. Find that cancer.
Thank
you. Who have the liberty of going through every
oh, yes, God.
God is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
asking you to go there and let the anointing go.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was going through there. I'm asking you to release the anointing and destroy every cancer cell.
Oh, yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Nobody can do that but you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you to move.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
King James Version, God, you said it.
Thank you.
Not only the cattle, not only the fish in the sea, not only the fowl of the air.
Yes.
But you said, and over all the earth.
Oh, yes.
To have dominion.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Then you said, and over
thank
every
you.
Creature.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
That creepeth upon the earth. That's what cancer does. Gets into the body.
Please, God. Thank you. Please, God.
Try to creep through their body.
Thank you, Jesus. I bind you in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind you in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus.
Yes.
Name of Jesus.
Well.
Yes. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Well, you know that there's some testimony for you healed. I don't care
please
what
God.
Stage is in.
Please, God.
Four or five or six or
please,
ten.
God. Please, God.
In the name of Jesus, let the
name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Boy, those chances live.
Thank you.
When the Lord thank you. Healed by the wound in the side of
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless all of y'all tonight. Don't let you have your family time. Don't forget. Don't let the enemy take it from you. Friday, but amen, on the morning prayer line, I'm going to bring this message. God is getting ready to let some incredible things happen to you. And then I'm going to come back on the blog line and touch it again according to the time. We're going to thank him 1,000 times. But we're going to touch that with the brevity of brief message on God's letting going to let some incredible things happen to you. Get every person you need that you know of who needs some incredible things to happen to them. And oh my God, I'm going to get my daughter and
sister-in-law.
I'm going to get them. Any young people you know of who need some to happen to them. What about your sister? What about your brother? What about your sister in Texas or wherever they may be? What about your brother in Mississippi and Alabama up there in Omaha or wherever they may be? They need some incredible things to happen to them. I plead with you. Don't let them get nothing about me.
Thank you.
But the Holy Ghost told me to tell you to get them. They will change their life forever. Because that faith is going to hit them. They're going to believe God, and these points, seven principles are going to grab them. And my God, they won't ever be the same again. They're going to be applying these things to their life. And it's going to change them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Friday morning and then Friday night. Thank you.
It's up to you.
I'll put it out there for you.
Yes,
you don't understand me. I want to make sure that I'm understood.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you something.
All right. Go ahead.
While you're in the spirit of praying, I'll ask you to pray for this lady. My daughter, my mother, she had kidney transplant. She's doing good. And she got an infection. She said to go take antibiotic every day. Now, her hands, it's all sore things. She can't hardly use her hand, even to dial the phone or nothing. But would you please pray that she will be here from there? Her name is Joyce Jackson.
Joyce Jackson. What city is she in?
She's in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. I want you to know something. Ambassador Peterson, I'm doing something right now for that woman. And I'm going to ask you to do it with me. I want you to get up and turn around 3 times.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless everybody on the line. Thank you. God bless you too, Mother.
We love you. And the Lord bless you.
Bless you.